Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend John Horvath II back on the show. John is had been with us before. He's the author of Return to Order. He's a scholar, researcher, educator, and member of the Philadelphia Society, the National Association of Scholars, and the Society of Christian Economists, and he's our good friend, John Horvath II. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Great to be back on the show.
It's good to have you back, John. One of the things that I wrote a whole chapter about in my book, and that your book is basically all about, is the concept of trust. And I make the point that when Og and Gog, the cavemen, dropped their weapons and said, let's stop beating each other up, let's start doing business, that the only thing that dropped the weapons was trust. So the moment proto-market was born, trust was there. And has been so ever since for the last 10,000 years. But I'm making the case, John, that trust is even more in the digital age, in the age of the customer, trust is even more important than ever before. It's more desired, it's more precious than ever before. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That's a great point, because the trust is what keeps the economy, honest, keeps it moving smoothly. You can't have an economy where nobody trusts anyone. It ends up having a lot of regulations, which everybody gets around anyway. Gets a lot of lawyers, a lot of surveillance, a lot of everything. You know, it really is a very, very important part of any economy and any culture in general.
Well, you've woven that through your book about how we've lost some trust in areas and how instead of responding by trying to reestablish trust, we respond by putting up artificial things like regulations. What do you think?
Oh yes, absolutely. I talk about something called frenetic intemperance, and you know that is pretty much defines a lot of what's happening in the marketplace and the culture, and that is this desire to have everything now, instantly, you know, regardless of the consequences. And in that process of just that freneticness, you lose a lot of those what they think are superficial things, but are actually very 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 important, the most important things.
Well, see, what you just described is one of the reasons why I think trust is more precious than ever, because the faster we move, if I'm a serious business person and I'm doing business with you, and I think you're a serious business person, the faster we move, the more me being able to trust you is more valuable than ever.
Yes, because let's face it, business is not just transactions; it's relationships.
Right.
And those relationships really facilitate moving merchandise. You know, if you have that relationship, you can move fast in the market that like you need to, because you know you have a lot of assumptions already taken care of. You know, if you really trust that person, you know he's going to he's not going to defraud you. You could say, let's go, let's move. But when you don't have that relationship, you have to take precautions and you move fast, but you in an ultimate analysis lose.
And you're always maybe always on guard. Well, I've said that for a long time that trust is not just the right thing to do; it's a best practice. It's a business.
Absolutely, yes.
It's a business best practice.
It's a thing to do, and if you don't do it, what are you in business for? What are you doing anyway?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, that's what's important in life. It's not just the money. It's all those things for which you earn money for. You know, your family, your community, your faith.
I know one of the things you want to talk about today was how things have changed in the marketplace, how the rules have changed. Any particular first thoughts that I got about a minute before we go to a break. What's your thought on that?
I mean, it's definitely changed. The Internet has changed things. It's easier to get outside the box, outside the system. You have a lot more options, and it forces the producer to be more attentive. So I think it has its good points and its bad points.
When we come back, let's talk about how the rules have changed because, you know, I wrote an article. My column this week is about the barbell effect.
Okay.
What did we see recently? Sears, Macy's, Kmart, Penny's, on and on. These companies closing up their installations out there, right? Penny's is like 40%. I mean, Sears is 40% the size, footprint that it had 5 years ago. What's causing that? John mentioned how the Internet's changed things. What's creating that, and what are the effects on you and me out here on Main Street? We'll come back with John Horvat the second after these messages. His book is called Return to Order. Crazy people walking, that's the one to talk
for. Let me in, baby, I don't know how to go. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.